This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
21 minutes to 5, Power Up on Power 98.7. Now we are talking. So Sibiko Arts Center presents the inaugural Body Moves International Inclusive Dance Festival for the able-bodied and disabled dancers. The festival provides disabled dancers the same opportunities to perform as abled dancers. The festival intends to challenge perceptions and expand understandings of dance and disability while promoting cultural exchange, collaboration, cooperation between African and European countries. Karen Green Sibikwa is on the line with us. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Kwina. How are you?
Good, and how are you?
Well, thank you.
Fantastic. Man, you sound like somebody who just woke up.
Well, that's surprising. I don't know. You don't.
Well, trust me, I've been awake. Even if I had just woken up, I got to convince my bosses that I've been doing this thing for But thank you so much for waking up and talking to us. Truly appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me.
So before we talk about Body Moves, just give me a little bit, tell me a little bit more about Sibikwa Arts Center, what you guys do, how did you start this?
Okay, so Sibikwa Arts Center is a center of excellence based in Benoni, city of Ekurhuleni. And there are three things that we really drive our purpose around, and that's arts education and training for young people, vocational training for young people entering the industry to get accredited training. We do events and productions. And the third area is around advocacy and facilitating the exercising of human rights. Mm. And the dance festival kind of falls across the whole spectrum of everything that we do.
Mm. And what was it, Karen, that got you to say, this is what we want to do, this is the space that we want to create?
Well, it kind of happened organically, really. Mm. And I think that that's just the way that Sibikwa works. So Sibikwa was actually established in 1988 by Small Ndaba and Phyllis Klotz. And that actually came, obviously, during the time of apartheid. And the parents in the area of Daveyton really requested something for their young people to do that would give them a space for expression and give them a space to dream a better future. So all the work that we do is really a response to a social context and what's going on, and offering a way for that to be addressed. Mm. So similarly with the dance festival, there have been calls from organizations that work with disabled people calling for more spaces for disability to be mainstreamed. So we, as a Sibikwa, we listen to that call and we go, how can we create something that allows for us to have this conversation and the platform that is needed in our society? We also run a program for learners with disabilities. And I think that I think society is becoming more and more aware of the needs of people with disability. And at the moment, our society doesn't actually accommodate disability. So I think it's really important that we are having conversations around how to make it easier for everybody to be able to live the lives that they want to live.
And what I love about this, Karen, is that more often than not, when we think dance, we don't think disability.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Absolutely. And yet, the kind of tagline is when the soul speaks, the body moves. And I think that's the essence of the festival, is that we do need to break that perception around what the right, in inverted commas, what the right body is. And the fact that anybody can move and can express themselves no matter what their ability is. So we'll be having people that will be in wheelchairs. We'll have people that are on crutches. We'll have people that have Down syndrome, and these have become professional dancers on an international field, and really just kind of flying that flag of going, difference and disability is something beautiful that can still, excel beyond what people might think should not be the case, or would make it more difficult. But I think it's that will and that the power from inside that just goes, you can actually do whatever you want to do.
Absolutely beautiful. I mean, I'm thinking, and when you talk about disability also, the wide variety of disabilities that are out there. I mean, as a sports person myself, I know that you look at the Paralympics, you see different kinds of disabilities. And I love the fact that you mentioned like Down syndrome, because sometimes disability would be people thinking when we're talking dance, it would be something maybe, to do with your feet, your legs, maybe your arms, or just the physical itself. But it goes beyond just the physical, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think that the more invisible disabilities, so more of the mental psychological disabilities, are the ones that are the most misunderstood in our society. So we've got, what some people would call slow learners. And they really just get pushed to the margins because people don't understand and don't understand how the kind of support and assistance that they need. So really just to give these, young and older people the platform to express and to talk about their experience of being disabled and dancing, really we hope that it'll just open people's eyes to other ways of thinking about things.
And I mean, so tell me about the festival itself. As you say, that it's an international inclusive dance festival for both able-bodied and disabled dancers. I mean, who gets to dance? What can we expect at this festival? I mean, I'm a dance dad, so.
Oh, good.
I'm a dance dad, so I follow and I understand, and I'm a big supporter of dance. But tell me about the festival itself, and when can we see the action itself, and who will be dancing?
So the festival is from the 10th to the 16th.
During the week of October.
Okay. Yes, thank you. So during the week from the 10th to the 14th, there will be workshops. And those workshops will be dance workshops that will be facilitated by the various participating dance companies that are coming from Italy, Ireland, Belgium, Flanders, Netherlands, Uganda, and South Africa. And they are all coming with their companies that look at dance and disability and work with disabled dancers. So we've got about three or four people coming from each country. They'll be here for that full week, and there'll be a bit of a cultural exchange where they will, share some of their dance styles, and the South Africans will share some of their dance styles. Those workshops are open to the public to come and experience and learn together, and really just build a community around dance and disability.
And what I love about the fact that you mentioned the word workshop, where there will be this cultural exchange, is that dance, just like music, can be very universal, and you get to learn so much from other people and just how they use their body in terms of just expressing themselves and getting that feeling, and to just get how culturally different we are, but yet, when it comes to dance, we can speak the same language. It's just beautiful to watch.
Absolutely. And I mean, there's a very cool workshop that's going to happen around South African Sign Language, and Unmute Dance Company from Cape Town has created a dance expression using sign language as the start and the foundation for the moves. So it's just beautiful.
That is beautiful. You need to give us more information on that. We'll like to talk about it and follow it up.
For sure. Yeah. For sure I will do.
And just by the way, today is International Day for Sign Languages, eh?
Oh,
yep.
I didn't know that.
It is International Day for Sign Languages.
Wow,
yes.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So I mean also that you think about that, it's quite fascinating to think of dance and sign language. It's just absolutely amazing. But also from a dance perspective, beyond the workshop themselves, what else can we expect from the festival? You said it's happening over 4 or 5 days.
Yes, but the actual festival with the performances is happening on Saturday the 15th and Sunday the 16th of October.
Okay, so the workshop will be from the 10th to the 14th.
Yes, and then the performances, the festival on the weekend, and yeah, so we'll be seeing these dance pieces that are coming from these different countries. Some of them that are performed by disabled dancers, some by a combination of disabled and able bodies. Some interesting things are going to happen also in that week is that there's a dancer from the Netherlands that will come to South Africa. Sorry. And while she's here, she'll create a piece with a South African dancer, and they'll premiere that, this new creation of a performance at the festival. So we'll see some new works. We'll see some work that people have been touring the world with. And, you know, different kinds of bodies and different kinds of dance moves, and just a really great expression of culture and community and inclusivity.
From a South African perspective, how diverse are we in terms of the dances that we share with the world, you know, because we have got very different dances, from our cultural dances to so-called commercial dances. I mean, you look at, for instance, Panzula dance, which is part of a heritage, as it were, but we know dance evolves also. Then you would move on to your more contemporary hip-hop and you know, popping and all those other styles. How diverse are we in terms of what we can see at the festival?
Very diverse, and I think it's exactly what you're saying. I think that we all come, you know, from a cultural background and a traditional background with particular dance styles, and what's interesting from the South African perspective is that we'll have a company, we'll have Unmute Dance Company from Cape Town, Flatfoot, and their Downies Company from Durban, and then moving into dance and Sabiqua's Inclusive Creative Arts Program learners from Gauteng. So already we have a kind of difference in the geography and the dance and the cultural influences on dance from those areas. But definitely agree with you. I think that dance evolves, but also that as globalization continues and people are seeing TikTok and social media and Facebook and really exposed to global dance forms, I think that also influences the way we create dance pieces. So I think it's going to be interesting to see, you know, the various styles and how those styles begin to speak to each other and take from each other. And, you know, how, you know, then taking that into a conversation around difference and similarity in society and how we look at that. Because part of the festival also on the Thursday evening and on the Saturday evening, we'll be having a colloquium or conversation, discussion forum around dance and disability. And that's being led by Dr. Leanne Lewis from UKZN. And she's actually writing a book with a Professor Hutchinson from the UK about dance and disability in Africa. So that will be live streamed so people can join that conversation and hear from dancers, you know, what it means, what it's like to be disabled and dancing. And really that we can start taking this conversation forward so that we really start to see some change happening around access and accessibility for differently abled bodies.
And in terms of the take up, I mean, do you find that more people are more open, and beyond being open, but available to take up the space and come to Sibikwa and others to say, we want to take up dancing despite our disabilities?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're seeing it more and more. And it's really encouraging to see. And I'm hoping that that means that people are already starting to understand disability differently. I think that you know, there's a fear around it. I think that there's been stigma and taboo around it in the past. but I'm hopeful that perceptions around disability are shifting, and we are definitely seeing it, as well as parents having a really interesting understanding of the value of the young children with disabilities engaging in the arts. And I think the arts, creative and cultural spaces are most welcoming and inviting for difference and expression in the way that suits you. So, yeah, very encouraging shifts in thinking and the way people are behaving around and attitudes around disability.
And I love the fact that you bring in, Karin, the issue of parents, because, and I will say this from a traditionally black, poor family, middle class, where this whole thing of disability is something that is hidden, something that is taboo, something that is not spoken about. Even when you have a disabled child, you find families would want to hide them and keep them indoors. But this will be an opportunity to go out there and express themselves in many different ways. And you might even find yourself, unearthing a superstar. Who knows?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So just finally then, as we wrap up the conversation, just to go back to the where and when. You did say that the festival is running from the 10th to the 16th of October. Where is it happening? And you're starting with the workshop and the actual festival.
So it's happening at Sibikwa Arts Centre in Benoni, and the conversations will be live streamed. All information can be found on our website, www.sibikwa.co.za, and registrations and tickets can be bought on Quicket. And the workshops and the conversations are free, and tickets for the performances on the weekend are 80 rand.
All right, fantastic stuff. Karin, thank you so much for coming through to talk to us about this. And I mean, great work that you're doing. And I'm sure a lot of people would take this up. And I personally, as I said, as a dance dad, would love to come through and see just some of these dancers and what they can do.
Thank you, Quina. We look forward to you visiting.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.